All right, well, welcome back to a very special edition of the Notre Dame Hounds podcast and the Noogsy Sportscast. I thought I'd kind of put them together because it's not every day you get to talk to your favorite Canadian Hockey League goalie of all time. I'm pretty confident I can say that because it's my good buddy and yours, proud Notre Dame alum and just destroying it with the Saskatoon Blades, Austin Elliott. Austin, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It's been a great year so far. Thanks for having me on too.
Yeah, I should say, the Saskatoon Blades organization, first class in so many ways, and just a pleasure to deal with them. And they were super kind, out of the blue to just be like, hey, I'd love to chat with Austin if that's okay. And like the answer was quick and prompt and very professional. So big time thanks to the Saskatoon Blades. Obviously it's not just a random time in the year. Obviously you guys are getting prepared to take on the Regina Pats, and it's an all Saskatchewan battle, so that's exciting. I'm sure there's a big rivalry that's exciting. I guess just generally speaking, we'll get more detailed, but just generally speaking, what are your thoughts? How excited are you to get into a Western Hockey League playoff matchup and home ice advantage this time, unlike last time you were in the playoffs?
Yeah, I know it's definitely exciting. Playoffs is the best time of year, so I think everyone on my team's super excited to get stuff going here. And it definitely is pretty special that we're playing against Regina. It's pretty special for me because I've got family in Regina, and as you know, I went to Notre Dame, so lots of close friends down near Regina there. So, and of course, too, they've got a pretty good team, so it's really exciting to be able to play, guys like Connor Bedard and stuff like that. I'm definitely excited.
Yeah. I mean, I know you guys need to look at yourself and worry about yourself, but so I'm sure every pundit and whatever is going to be like, how do you stop Connor Bedard? But is that kind of unfair? Like, do you think it's the rhetoric is a little bit unfair to the rest of that Pats team? Alex Suzdalev and Savozil and Stringer and Tanner Howe, like these are like legit players too. It's not just Connor Bedard down there, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. They do have some good players other than Bedard, they're in the playoffs for a reason. It wasn't just all one person. So they definitely have some other threats too. And for us, we're, like you said, definitely just trying to find out some smaller details going into the weekend here, and we're just focused on ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those that don't know, the Saskatoon Blades finished third in the conference but second most points because of the division winning thing there. Red Deer, I believe, with 9 fewer points than you guys, which is it is what it is, I guess, but you get to take on the Pats, as opposed to, I guess, Calgary. So maybe a little bit better travel too. So it is what it is. You got to beat everybody, I suppose. I got to ask you, a bigger question, like let's rewind a little bit, last year, I think, obviously being around you a lot, I feel like you gave all you could really to the junior hounds and you played a lot of games but at the same time, like I could feel, and I'm sure everybody could feel, not in a negative way at all, but like you had your kind of sights set on being a Saskatoon Blade as soon as possible. And everybody, people want ambitious people. So I guess that I saw you that way in a positive way. But now that, you've had this year under your belt, and last year, how much, I guess, are you grateful for, the fact that as such a young kid, you got that much of a role and an opportunity? Obviously, Riley Osland, I think, was really good for you too, being his partner. But, how much are you kind of able to look back and be grateful for the junior A Hounds year you had?
Yeah, no, it definitely did a lot of good things for me. Like you mentioned, Riley was a huge help for me too, just because he'd been around junior hockey for a couple of years. So, he was a big help. And then just getting games in junior hockey, just developing and getting better, getting more comfortable in different environments, stuff like that, definitely helped me learn a lot last year. And a big part too was in playoffs, even though it was short-lived. I definitely learned a lot from that experience, just how different it is, different atmosphere, everything's amplified a lot in the playoffs. So I definitely definitely took a lot from that experience as well, which I think will help me out this year in playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, there's an argument, and I don't mean this in any kind of snide way, but there's an argument to be said that Estevan Bruins team was basically a major junior, like, overage team anyway. So I guess you got a taste of what a major junior team is like in some ways, too, in the playoffs, and the attention to detail and the blue paint aggressiveness and all those little details that people maybe not think about. But the Estevan Bruins came prepared and played hard and deserved, I guess, that series. You know, I read an article in Sask today, and your goalie coach Jeff Harvey said that for certain guys that come into the league, sometimes the lights can be brighter than expected, but not the case for you, Austin. And again, you had that little bit of Blades experience last year, but you come in and it seems like you've lit the house on fire up there, and obviously we're super proud of you and everybody involved with Notre Dame. So, I guess sort of also with that, I mean, it's not like you were straight out of U18 or U16 or wherever kids come from CSHL. You were facing 20, 21-year-old shooters all year too in the SJ, and traveling and playing back-to-backs and everything like that too. So, how much did the year kind of help you just with your personal confidence and your composure, kind of, there's a guy with a big beard coming at me right now.
Yeah, no, it definitely helped a lot. I mean, just like being a starter too, as well, like, mm-hmm. Going through, like you said, back to backs and different types of scenarios like that, I think helped a lot for this year when, we've had a couple games in a short time span. So that definitely helped a lot. And just like the smaller details too, like taking care of your body and, making sure you're looking after that side of things as well. That was really huge when it comes to like staying ready for when game time comes and making sure you're not getting injured, stuff like that. So that was a really big thing that I learned too last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, moving kind of forward, on one hand, like I can see how, that year helped you, and I think it definitely did. And I think you played really, really well, especially for, such a young kid, in a pretty old, SJ league. But then you come into this and you told me there you're kind of billeted in Warman, which is, not three steps away from, the rink as life was like for you for, a number of years. I think you started like at 14, probably in grade 9 at Notre Dame too. Yeah. So, what was the adjustment like, just kind of the off the ice life, not having to do homework anymore either? I don't know what your high school situation is, but just kind of adjusting to time management that way and everything like that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a little bit different not having to do any school. It's kind of nice. You just go to the rink in the morning and work out and practice and have a meeting, and then I'm done for the day, which is kind of nice. So, but yeah, I guess living in Warman, it's definitely similar to Notre Dame. It's also similar to where I live back in Alberta in Strathmore. It's just a bit outside Calgary there. So yeah, living in Warman definitely reminds me of Notre Dame and back home in Alberta. So I love it here.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of the town size, Strathmore and Warman, like I can see how that makes sense. And, also like, people are like, oh, Wilcox Mill, nowhere, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's like 20 minutes from Regina. And obviously Warman is whatever, 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes from Saskatoon. So it's like the access is super good that way. But obviously, just the lifestyle, the fact that, you lived with, you had 18, 19, 20 guys that you knew super well, like a step away all the time in the dorms, and you're high school buddies, all that. So you had like hundreds of people just around you all the time in Notre Dame, I guess, constantly. Yep. Yep. And now, you go home and maybe, I don't know how many billet brothers you have or whatever, but it's obviously a totally different situation. So I guess the question is like dorm life versus, billet life. I'm not going to necessarily ask you to say which one you like more, but, I guess how has that change been for you too?
Yeah. Yeah, so I live with one billet brother here in Warman, and it's definitely nice just having your own room and that sort of stuff like that. I mean, getting home cooked meals and stuff. So there is pros and cons to both ways, but I still have so many memories from in the dorms with all my friends, and like just from being at Notre Dame for 4 years, like countless memories from spending time in the dorms with all my friends, and just the friendships I made there and all the roommates I had at Notre Dame, and just made that whole time at Notre Dame a lot more special too. So yeah, I'll definitely, I'm definitely thankful for having went to Notre Dame and had all of those different memories and friendships. And yeah, that's part of what makes Notre Dame special.
Yeah, definitely. And totally, totally different than obviously the world you live in now. But, you know, the world you live in now, again, you know, again, we talked about, you know, Riley Osland and you last year, you know, sharing the load in a lot of ways. And this year it's ratcheted up to another degree. And everybody's fueled differently. Everybody's wired differently. I know you're such a competitor, like Austin. I know you hate losing at anything. I remember playing like bump basketball with you, and you like hated losing that. So that competitiveness is something that's so obvious about you. You know, I guess, how does it fuel you, you know, with the situation with you and another 0-4 goalie and Ethan Chadwick there, you know, having to scrap and fight every practice and every game to try to put your best foot forward to make sure that you're the guy who's in the net in the next time? You know, how have you kind of embraced that challenge?
Yeah, no, it's been different. Another thing is too, me and Chadwick have a really good relationship, you know, around the rink and off the ice. So I think that helps our situation a lot. Like, that is so much better than if we were like constantly butting heads. That definitely would have made it a lot more worse. So I'm definitely thankful that we have a really good relationship with each other. And then, I mean, yeah, when one guy goes out there and has a good game, the next guy wants to follow that up with another good game themselves. So it's just a lot of healthy competition between us too. You know, we both push each other to be better every day. So I think that's helped us both out this year, honestly, just pushing each other to be better. And I think it's been definitely been a positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think that if there was any issue, I don't know what Lino Dixon's like official situation role now is with Ethan, now that he's involved with the junior A team as a manager. I don't think he's any kind of agent or anything like that anymore. But if you guys did have beef, I'm sure he would, you know, get in between and make sure that you guys didn't have beef. I don't know if you're still in touch with Lino, but I think he kind of helped recruit you to Notre Dame in the first place, didn't he? Something like that.
Yeah. He was definitely a big reason. Yeah. I ended up going there. I remember I would have been in like grade 8 when I went and toured at Notre Dame. And so he was there through that whole process and talked to me that whole time. And he was definitely a big supporter of mine before I ended up going to Notre Dame. And yeah, it's funny how he ended up being Chadwick's advisor. So
yeah,
small world.
Yeah, it is a tiny world. And no, that's part of the fun of it. But yeah, I'm sure he would be happy to break you guys up too. You know, I got to talk about your team. Obviously, what a successful season for you and the team personally. And obviously I know that you would say that like they go hand in hand, you can't separate them, but I don't know like how many people thought that the Blades would be, you know, where they were maybe this year. I know people thought you guys would be good and you were a young team that was growing and crescendoing, and but I don't know how many people had you guys where you guys are. So how much of a chip on your shoulder do you guys feel like as a group you've kind of carried and carry into this postseason, when, you know, everybody's talking, oh, Winnipeg or Kamloops or Seattle are just going to walk through everybody, but you guys probably have a big chip on your shoulder too.
Yeah, no, I think our group definitely just has a bunch of belief in what we can accomplish. I mean, we've showed it all year that we're one of the top teams in the league. And I think from you talk about question marks or whatever, I think the main one would have been goaltending this year after Meyer left. You know, he was the starter here for 4-5 years almost. So they've just always had that one guy. And so I think me and Chadwick have really showed that, you know, we're really good goaltenders in this league as well. And we're capable of winning hockey games. So I think, yeah, we have a really, really good group of forwards and defensemen. So I think, yeah, all around, we have a really solid team. And I think we're definitely capable of just achieving some great things when the playoffs start here.
Yeah, for sure. And you know better than me, like it's one day at a time, and it starts game one, obviously, at SaskTel Center. You know, how much smack are you talking to Braxton Whitehead right now?
Not much at all. I don't really I don't really talk much smack on the ice, honestly. I sort of keep to myself out there.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, maybe other guys on my team are some, but I'm not really a big trash talker.
Sure. I just mentioned that because you guys were schoolmates at Notre Dame, and he's down there, obviously, with the Pats. So that, you know, it should be interesting. I do have to ask you, you know, obviously Connor Bedard hysteria is so big, and he seems like everywhere he goes, you know, he's filling buildings, and a team that's winning will fill buildings anyways, you know, obviously no matter who's in town. And obviously you guys are a winning team this year pretty consistently anyways, but you know, I guess, are you somebody, you talked about not talking trash, but do you block out that, do you feed off that, the energy that we all expect is just going to be absolutely bananas, you know, for this series coming up? You know, what's your perspective on that?
Yeah, obviously he's a great player, and we're all really excited to play against him. I mean, we sort of got a taste of what it would be like our last couple of games here. We played them at home twice in our last three games of the regular season. So, you know, there's big crowds for those games, lots of noise. So I think that was good for our team to just get those two games in before playing them in playoffs. And another thing too, I mean, Bedard is such a good player, I think. But I think that brings the best out of our team too. When you're playing against those top players, you wanna be at your best. So I think that can help us out for sure.
Yeah, very cool. And you know, it should be a lot of fun. Well, then just two more questions, Austin. Again, really, you know, really appreciate your time. Are you nervous? Like, are you nervous at all? Like, or like, I don't think anybody would judge you if you were.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some nerves going into the playoffs, and you know, I think I get a bit nervous before every game. But I think I play better when I'm nervous. Honestly, when you have those nerves before the game, you know, I think that just makes you even more ready and more excited, more dialed in. So I think nerves are a good thing, and then once the game gets going, the nerves sort of go away after the first couple minutes of the games. So, yeah, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a bit nervous, but I honestly take being nervous as a positive.
For sure, and then just the last question, then Uzi, you know, I know you're focused on the moment and you're focused on beating the Regina Pats, and that's your whole world right now. But you are a human being. And, you know, lots of eyeballs on you. Your numbers were tremendous this year. You know, 25 wins, a .220 goals against, a .911 save percentage. You know, a great team in front of you, definitely in terms of being united and playing well as a unit without as many superstars maybe as some teams, but plenty of good players, obviously, too. You know, how hard is it to kind of block out thoughts of which NHL scout is watching me or what my future might look like or the NHL draft, like what's that challenge like for you?
Yeah, honestly, I really don't put too much thought into it. I mean, I just try to go out there and play hockey, I guess. I mean, I treat every game like the same. I prepare the same for every game. So I don't really put too much thought into who's watching. I just try to focus on myself and just focus on what's important for me.
Awesome. Well, for the record, and it's already on the record, but I'm in the media, Uzi, so I need to like make statements like this. But at the beginning of last year, I said junior hounds are getting a future NHL draft prospect in net this year coming up. So you guys get better look out. So there you go. I'm going to toot my own horn. Very exciting. But Uzi, I'm more excited to be proud about you. And obviously we're all rooting for you and for the Blades boys, all the best. And thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for having me.